Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
It's time for another edition of Act Locally Waco. I'm Kately Mills with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
This week is full to the brim with opportunities for you to get in touch with your creative side.
Tonight, from 6:30 to 9 p.m., Bolt 254 is hosting a chalk lettering class. It's BYOB, so bring your favorite glass of wine and your closest friends and learn a new skill together. The cost of the class is $65, which pays for all supplies, including a personal chalkboard to take home and use for home decor. Bolt 254 is located at 300 South 2nd Street, although it actually faces onto Mary Avenue. And then tomorrow morning, the Waco Calligraphy Guild meets. The topic for this month will be pointed pen. That's going to be led by Karen Wheelis and Jane Stanfield. The meeting will take place from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at St. Matthew Lutheran Church, 800 North New Road. Please ring the bell at either door if the door is locked.
And then tomorrow afternoon, you can join Emmy-winning animator Greg Peters for an afternoon workshop on character design for animation. Learn construction for an animated character and tools of the trade from an expert with a lifetime of experience. Participants must bring their own paper, pencil, and eraser. This is a four-hour workshop. The cost is $65, and it will take place from 1 to 5 at Cultivate 712 on Austin Avenue.
Also tomorrow afternoon, the West Waco Library is hosting a class for crafty adults on sculpting with polymer clay. They'll have everything you need to learn the basics and make some simple sculptures. The class will take place from 2 to 4 at West Waco Library on Bosque. The Art Guild of Central Texas meeting this month will focus on the art of quilting. The presenter will be Judy Seward. She will bring several examples of her art quilts and tell the whys and hows of the particular pieces. The meeting will take place Sunday at 1:30 in the Garden Room at the Central Presbyterian Church, which is at 9191 Woodway Drive.
Also, the Central Texas Watercolor Society meets at 9 a.m. on Wednesday.
The topic this month will be Watercolor by Other Mediums with Donna Arispe. The meeting will be held at the Episcopal Church of the Holy Spirit, which is at the corner of Lake Haven and Wooded Acres.
This week is spring break for Waco ISD and several surrounding school districts.
So if you are looking for ways to keep your young ones entertained, be sure and check out the Waco McLennan County Library calendar. A few of the highlights include first aid and CPR training for youth on Monday at West Waco Library, Marvel Movie Marathon at East Waco on Wednesday, and Spring Break Slime at Central Library also on Wednesday. Library on the Go will be visiting the airport on Tuesday, Waco Civic Theater on Wednesday, and the Hippodrome on Thursday. Check the Waco McLennan County Library website for the details on these and other spring break happenings.
The Mayborn Museum is offering special interactive activities every day during spring break from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Bill and Vera Daniel Historic Village. Special activities are included in the price of admission.
Spring at the Silos kicks off on Thursday and runs through Saturday, so you can expect Waco to be shopping mecca for those 3 days. In addition to the big event at the Silos, several other local vendors will be taking advantage of the increased traffic. For example, Savage Finds will be hosting a flea market at 3246 Street, and Lulabelle's March Market Days will be taking place in the Live Oak School parking lot on 5th Street. All of this is happening Thursday through Saturday. If you are more into flying discs than home decor, head out to Brazos Park East on Thursday through Sunday for the Waco Annual Charity Open Professional Disc Golf Event. Brazos Park East is located on North Martin Luther King Boulevard. All proceeds benefit the Baylor Autism Resource Center. The junior event will take place on Saturday at Dewey Community Center on 9th Street.
Well, thank you for joining us this week, Ashley. We always look forward to the events you bring us every week.
Thanks for having me, Kately. It's always a pleasure.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.